Hey, Red, Red.
Hey, Ralph, what is it?
Come here and look out the window.
Wow, Ralph, it's snowing outside.
Yes, it is.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Take it away, Ralph.
Gone away is the blue.
And we are back on the air here, the WWGH Christmas Special 2018. Oh, do we have an hour for you? Santa Claus will be making an appearance momentarily. The Leszewski family will be here. Charlie Evers will be doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and we will have our sing-along. But before we do any of that, one of our dear friends, he's been here for our anniversary shows. He was on the air with me today, and I go back about three radio stations with this man, one of the best radio personalities there ever was. You just got to listen to the nickname, Golden Voice, man with the golden voice. Ted Williams. Ted.
Happy holidays to all. I got the kids all in here. Sebastian with Matus, is it? And little Ursula. And what's my other friend's name over there? What's that? Alexander. I love my kids, boy. The Leszewski family. Right?
Yes, the Leszewski family. Now, before we get to the music, Ted, we're going to start a new tradition here.
Okay.
Because one of the famous letters of all time that was ever written at any holiday was, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus." Little Virginia O'Hanlon, in 1897, wrote this to the New York Sun. And who better to read this than the man with the golden voice? Here's the letter.
Here we go. It says, "I'm 8 years old, and some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Well, please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?"
"Well, listen, Virginia. Your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see." Okay, "they do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of the truth and knowledge."
"Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life in its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary, or is that dreary? How dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight, the external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa, but that is no sign, but that is children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world." Now it goes on to a part, page two, right there. Here we go. "You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside the curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. It is all real. Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Is there a Santa Claus?
Absolutely.
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
Ted, it is so thankful. We're so thankful and so happy you're here during the holiday time. And glad you read that.
I'm so glad you got me here, Scott. I love Marion, and I'm going to be a resident of Marion.
Beautiful. We love you, Ted.
Yes.
The man with the golden voice, and now you're in for a treat. Here we go, the Leshesky family.
Come on, let's give them some hand here. Dad's going to go, a one and a two.
Before we start playing our Christmas carols, I'd like to tell a joke.
All right, I'm ready for this one.
What is a parent's favorite Christmas carol?
What is a parent's favorite Christmas carol? And I'm stuck.
Silent Night.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yes, I'll have to remember that one.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Yes.
The Leshesky family. Now we're going to get another number from the Leshesky family momentarily, but Linda Sims, you joined us here and we didn't get a chance to talk. What's a great Christmas memory from your past?
Well, I did the one about oranges one time, but I thought about how I believed in Santa Claus. I was 12 years old. Okay. My friends and them used to laugh at me and think that I was a big baby, right? So that was a terrible time. Okay.
I still do, and I'm just a little beyond 12 at this
right,
point.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Little. But when people laugh at you, make you feel you have your own dreams, you know, and people try to kill your dreams. So that was one I really didn't like. But I love the fact that my parents took so much time to make it very special and memorable,
enchanting.
You know. Yes, you know. So
wonderful time
love
of year.
Love that, yes.
Absolutely. And we're going to go to another number here by the Leshesky family. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well,
yes, it's
now.
Holiday here at WWGH.
What do you want, baby?
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom of our heart. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our heart. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
What, no greater family here than the Leshefsky family. The best. Now,
I made my holiday.
Oh, this is, we're having a great time here. And by the way, this special is supported by Domino's Pizza, 740-383-3030. And really, it's such a pleasure the last 2 years to have at our Christmas program special. The lady who we wouldn't be here without, Patty Worcester. Patty,
Yes. What's
a great memory of Christmas past that you have?
I think when I was a child.
Yeah, it's a good time when you're a child.
Yeah, yes, it is. Special.
It's one of the better times. Christmas just kind of glistens.
Yes, it does.
You also have devoted for how many years now time and effort to Christmas Clearinghouse?
About 24.
24 to make sure kids have and families have a great Christmas.
Yes.
And do we have a total this year that Christmas Clearinghouse raised in the Marion community?
$71,000.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So the Marion community is a giving community.
They are very giving, and we are still taking kids. We are still putting them through. If we want to give back to the community has been very generous with us. Let's give back to them. This is what we decided. So we are still, someone can call me. You may not get everything you want because we still have a lot of stuff left over. But it may not be your choice, but we would be glad to just give us a call.
Now, what number should people call, Patty?
Well, you can call several of our numbers. I know Jody Reif is 740-751. 5871, and mine is 740-382-4558.
And that's I know Patty puts a lot of time and effort into this for nearly 30 years now and making people's Christmases better. Patty, thank you for everything.
That's the true Santa Claus right there.
Wonderful job.
That's Santa. Santa's helper.
And also the glue that has kept midget football together for nearly half a century now.
Right. 47. We're getting close.
We're getting close. Yeah. The Leshefsky family, another number. This will be great.
I hope this is my favorite by them, the polka dance. I like that one.
Laughing all the way. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
midst of that, Santa came in and came out.
He
came and went. Santa, where are you? We didn't even get a picture.
Yeah, we need a picture with
Where'd he go?
Family and Santa.
Yes, and Charlie. We've got to do the reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, yes, Charlie's favorite.
Oh, Santa's coming back. I hear him.
Everybody.
Are you back? Are you okay, Santa?
Whoa.
Oh,
okay,
there he is. Santa Claus.
Everybody.
Wonderful. Santa, how are things at the North Pole?
Oh, busy, busy.
Busy, busy. You look good.
Thank you. Next week.
So we'll see.
Are you ready?
Santa has to find people at FedEx helping him deliver this week.
And Amazon. Amazon's involved.
Right, absolutely.
Now, Amazon and the elves working overtime.
Now, Santa, is Charlie on his way in?
Charlie's coming.
All right, Charlie. We're going to have the... Now, Santa, if you want to step back by the tree, here we go. Santa in full regalia here at the WWGH studio. No expense was spared tonight on this special.
That's right.
Santa,
here's Charlie.
Charlie, for the fifth year in a row, reading the classic Clement Moore poem... You have it, Ted.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
And away we go.
Charlie
Evers, the king of Marion Radio.
Okay. Regardless. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Well, the children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when to what my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my hand and was turning round, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was all dressed in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard was on his chin, and it was white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Well, he was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, giving up a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
All right, Charlie, for the fifth year in a row. And Charlie did that for many years at the Palace Theater. Now, Charlie, what I want you to do is let's get the kids' names. Take that microphone and get the Leszewskis' names.
Yes.
Yes, well, we want to know their names, these great performers here.
Yeah, come on over.
Yes.
First of all,
I am Sebastian, and I play the trumpet.
Okay. I am Ursula, and I play a drum.
Ah, okay. Here's our saxophone, is it?
My name's Alexander Olszewski. I'm 12 years old, and I play an alto saxophone.
Okay. And now, is this new, the guitar?
I've been playing for a while, but in the band, we usually play clarinet. I play clarinet, and now I'm playing guitar.
Your name?
Matus Olszewski. I'm 13 years old. Okay.
And I'm Thomas, and I play squeeze box.
Yeah. There you go, the squeeze box.
That's all right. And you know, you have to go some anymore to find an accordion player. They used to teach accordion in most of the towns, but not anymore. But you can hear.
And he plays it fabulously.
Yes, yes.
All right, another number here from the Olszewski family.
Here we go. This family is very gifted and talented.
A great song. Yeah. Now, Olszewski's, you go around and tour the Marion community with these Christmas programs. It's great. How many places have you played this year? Quite a few.
Yeah, we played a couple this year, and we've gone through convalescent homes.
Good.
Through Marion. Yeah.
That's bringing cheer. Yeah.
That's a great thing to do at the holiday time. Do we have another number ready?
Can y'all play my favorite? I want to hear the polka dance. That's my... Remember that one?
Here we go.
I love that.
The Olszewski family.
No, it's not a Christmas.
Let's polka!
Wonderful, wonderful.
Compelled to go. You're watching World News Tonight.
one of our great holiday traditions. Now, if everybody in the other room in our last minutes here, 25 minutes, we always end with our sing-along. Glenn, Brandy, who else is in there? Santa Claus is in there, Jeannie, the whole group. If they could come in the room here, we've got 8 songs and the sing-along sheets here, and we'll see what we can do. Now, this year, it's going to be true caroling because we don't have a piano player, so we better start with an easy one. We'll start with number 2. We'll start with Rudolph. So, yeah, everybody just kind of file in. Santa Claus, Brandy, Glenn. We don't see them yet. We'll have to get the hook out. Get them in here to have our big Christmas sing-along here. Everybody, does everybody have a sheet?
Yeah.
All right. Come on in. Brandy's going to lead us in this. But you didn't know about that.
Oh, no, not me.
All right, here we go. So, we will start with an easy one. We'll start with number 2. We'll start with Rudolph, because I think we can pull that one off. We might be able to. All right.
Rudolph, one horn reindeer?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go. We'll start. Okay, everybody go. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer
had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it goes. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph! Beautiful. Now, this will be a little more difficult, so we'll skip along here to number 4. I'll be home for Christmas. Now, this will be a little more difficult, listeners, but stick with us here, because we're going to get it right. Okay? On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can play.
That went better than I thought it would.
Yeah,
now, we did Jingle Bells. Didn't we do Jingle Bells earlier?
Right, yeah.
I think we did. Okay, here's going to be our real downfall. Because the I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas song. Because I thought we'd top.
No,
Ted and I have been down this road. Okay, so we're going to need some real help on this one. But we're going to give it a shot. All right, here we go. Hope somebody knows this. Okay.
No idea.
On the this is an interesting song, so it'll be interesting. Here we go. On the go. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll. Play Zinger Zinger toys. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's easy thing to do. I can't see now. One more, just more.
Okay, let's move on.
What a joy. See, I knew that would be trouble, and yet I put it in there anyway. I tell you, we're going to move on to number 7, because I think that was a total loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was good.
Oh, yeah.
We gave it the college try.
There's people probably at home right about now trying to cover our track.
Here we go. Now, this is a great one. One of the great ones, Noel. Number 7.
For Noel.
Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King.
Now that was good.
There you go.
That's a very touching song. Now we'll go back to number one, Silver Bell, since I think we've got the hang of this now. Now this was actually introduced by Bob Hope, original performer of this, Bob Hope, in the Lemon Drop Kid. He debuted this song, and any time Bob Hope had a Christmas special on radio or television for more than a half century, he always sang Silver Bells, because he originated that. So here's a classic, Silver Bells.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blinking bright red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day.
What a beautiful number that is.
WWGH Choir.
And it's wonderful to have everybody here tonight. We have about 10 minutes left in our special. Sean, it's a wonderful time of year that we all can gather like this from all different parts of the world, and we all get together. The great Leshesky family, who I think this is their fifth Christmas with us. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Glenn Coble spending their first Christmas with us. Linda Sims, you've been here all five, and we're so thankful for you being here all five. Patty, great Patty. We love having Patty here. Sean, Santa Claus, Terry, who I think had to catch a plane. He left. But we thank everybody. And Adam, who's, I think, listening at home. God bless you, Adam. We miss you. Satch Solinger, who's a part of this family. And Marge Hazlett. All the people who we love, and we do feel like a family, and this is why we get together and do these things every year. So I'm going to get out of the way, and we're going to fill the air with some music here. Sean, where did you want to go? Jingle Bells?
Yes. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We haven't done that one. We'll do that one. Number three. All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, does anybody want to try the hippo song again?
No.
Since it went so well, nobody knows the hippo song.
Let's do Feliz Navidad one more time.
What is a song? We've done any about Santa Claus? Anybody off the top of their head know a good Santa? It's coming. What is it, Up on the Rooftop? I think we might know that one. It's not on the list, but hopefully we'll remember it. Did you remember it, Brandy, right? No?
Maybe.
Did you have any? Was there anything wrong with Silver Bells? Any problems? Let me know. Here we go. Up on the rooftop, reindeer. That did not work. Up on the housetop.
Are we going to finish?
How about the weather outside is cold.
Something. With lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joy.
Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't go? Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop. Click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old Saint Nick.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song here at holiday time. We haven't done Frosty. Yeah, everybody knows Frosty. There we go. So go with Frosty.
Frosty
the snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman. Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
oh, here he is,
Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
We went in for
and Santa couldn't get in the door. He was bombarded there. He tried to get in. Santa, come over here. There's more room on this side of the table. Yes, come on in.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Now, what's another? Jingle Bell Rock?
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Let's go ahead.
Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bells swing and Jingle Bells ring. Snowing and blowing, the bushes are fun. Now the Jingle Rock has begun. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Chime and Jingle Bell Time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle Bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell, that's the Jingle Bell, that's the Jingle Bell Rock!
Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful. Now, we've got about 5 minutes left, and we're going to end on the song we always end on, which is Chestnuts. So I thought what we'd do here is, we all have Christmas messages, and we want everybody out there to have the best of holidays. So we'll go around here, and everybody can give our listeners a happy holiday message. Now, Santa Claus, just lean into a microphone there. What's your message for the holiday time?
Just everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Santa Claus, full of mirth and frankincense and all that stuff. Ted, what's your message for the holiday?
Family, love, peace, and happy holiday.
Beautiful. Linda?
Don't eat too much, but enjoy the festivities.
Enjoy. Leszewskis.
Well, we'd like to say hi to our grandparents. Hola, mamá, bien, mamá, tata, Tanyo, who are listening right now.
Hola.
Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Beautiful.
Hola.
Beautiful. Glenn?
Love everybody.
Love everybody. Keep it going all year round.
Peace, love, courage, and kindness.
Good. Beautiful. Good. Beautiful message. Good. Charlie, where's Charlie? Charlie. We need your message to the audience. Here he is. Charlie, what's your message to the audience out there?
Well, I hope everyone
puts aside everything they might be thinking about this time of the year and bring out the Christmas story. You know, we haven't heard enough about the real meaning of Christmas. Of course, that's been said for many, many years. But let's all get together and enjoy one another and leave our differences, go by the wayside.
You know, and no presents at this party every year. It is just pure holiday spirit. And we hope we have a lot of that all year round. Brandy.
Can I say to all of our shut-ins, yes. All
go
of
ahead.
Our shut-ins, our people in the hospitals, our military families, and all of the military personnel, happy holidays.
Brandy, what do you think? Holiday wish.
Merry Christmas. Go out and do good in the world.
Absolutely. Is Patty still in there? Patty. Patty,
we need a holiday.
Yes, we need a holiday message,
Patty,
and then we'll
Worcester.
Be all in the room here as we sign off tonight from the WWGH. Sean, we can do yours while Patty's coming in.
I just want to wish everybody and family, friends, and everybody here at WWGH Radio. Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you.
Absolutely.
And we love you, Scott Spears. You know that.
Well, Patty, Christmas message for the audience.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And here we go as we end. We've ended all five specials with this. And
what a...
I'll do it at the end. Don't worry. Don't get pushy at the holiday time. Here we go. I think people need to have a good message all year round. And when I think of this assemblage that's here in this room and the fun and the mirth and the joy that was brought tonight, I just hope that everybody has that every day. There's enough negativity and meanness in the world, and we really should look to events like this and not just have them at Christmas, but all year round.
There
God
go.
Bless us, everyone. And here we go. 1944, Mel Torme wrote this song in like a half hour or something, and it's become the Christmas standard. Some call it the Christmas song. Some call it Chestnuts. 1944, here we go, by the whole gang at WWGH Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering a simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Thank you.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And to all of the WWGH listeners who stick with us every day and listen to everybody's program, a very Merry Christmas to you. I love everybody in this
Merry
room.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all. And as somebody once said, to all,
to all
good night.
A good night.
Threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to